You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome back, scoundrels, to a city beset on all sides by the ravening spirits of the undead. My name is Jared Logan. I am the Game Master, and you have just tuned in to tonight's episode of Haunted City, a Blades in the Dark actual play series. Blades in the Dark, of course, is the fantastic game by John Harper and Evil Hat Studios. Go out and buy your copy today. It's the best role-playing game written and graphically designed in the last 20 years. Let's introduce our fantastic cast. They're here every week, and they're bad people. And I don't mean their characters. I mean, these are morally corrupt, degenerate folks that I play with every week. To my right... Josephine McAdam, to her right, Abu Salim, and to his left, Ross Bryant. Is that even possible?
That's even a real thing.
Yeah, I don't know where these directions were coming from. Welcome all. Are you ready for a score tonight?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Ready as ever.
Okay, it's gonna get hairy. It's gonna get no plan ever goes to plan. No plan goes to plan. Things always get complicated, and certainly that's going to happen tonight. But let's just talk a little bit about we've had a change in the lineup. Valkos became lost to his vice last episode in our last downtime, meaning that he's off on a bender being ridden by ghosts. So instead we covered it a little bit last time, but I think we were kind of rushing through. We were kind of at the end of an episode. We were doing character creation. Is there anything you want to tell us about the new guy that's joined? Selyak Khan's contact. Mm. This is Muck the Hound. Chuck is the name of our hound, and then Muck is the name of his dog. You can see why I get confused.
His hound.
The hound's hound is Muck. Chuck is the hound. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about Chuck and Muck.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck and Muck, you know, they go way back. Good friends, you know, friends of Celiac, you know, just really cool people, you know. No, I'm joking. No, they're good. I think for me, the way that I see Chuck is that he is very, again, vice is luxury. So he's very extravagant. Very kind of enjoys all the delicacies of the world that he can have his hands or grip upon. I think the relationship between him and Celiac might be not necessarily... No, I don't know if it's close. I mean, like, we know we're acquaintances, right? So I think it's more of a sense of like, and you know, it's there is a slight history there, but he's, you know, he's on his own sort of, he's in his own world. He's in his own sort of thing, but, he's very good at his job, you know, has a very close relationship with Muck. Muck have, you know, Muck was the animal that tore his bottom lip off. And that's where the relationship started, you see.
And he has we chose the special ability, or you chose the special ability, Ghost Hunter, for him last time, which gave you kind of a little extra special bonus. So you've chosen Mind Link. Muck have a Mind Link.
Yeah, so I can communicate with my beloved animal as we go along. What animal did we say it was again?
He is a Coalfield Pouncer, which is a type of dog.
Coalfield Pouncer. Yes. Okay. Great. Brilliant.
It's sort of like the Duskfall version of a German Shepherd, if that's okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
So essentially that's a bit of Chuck. And, you know, I think we're going to get to know him a bit more as we go along, I feel. So let's just keep playing with it, see what's happening.
Right. Absolutely.
It's happening right now.
what happened? I missed it. Keep playing with it?
No, yeah. Some physicality happened. Then. That's good.
All right, well, if those of you who are just listening, trust me, you missed nothing. Okay. Well, if it's time to play, then that means it's time for me to do my slightly overly wordy intro. A thousand years ago, this was a land of beauty and magic. Then came the cataclysm that blotted out the sun and ripped open the gates to the land of the dead. The city of Duskfall is a metropolis of refineries, factories, and tenements, surrounded by crackling lightning towers that keep out the ravening hordes of the undead. Outside the city is a wasteland of ghosts. Inside is a teeming hive of scum and villainy, intrigue, and corruption. Life is cheap in a city ruled by dead. The sun is gone. The only thing that shines in Duskfall are the blades in the dark. Wow, I got it all out. And here we are. A brief recap. Last time, in addition to Valkos falling to his vice, becoming completely consumed by his vice, you guys decided to go on a score involving an inspector. Of Duskfall. So basically, when you were rolling your entanglements, you rolled demonic notice. And the demon that Selyak had summoned in your very first score appeared to you in your hidden grotto. He found you in your hidden lair and demanded Damn. That you do a job for him. And that job was to remove a certain charm worn on the person of an Inspector Kinclaith. Inspector Kinclaith. And so that is the score. You are stealing a jewelry worn on the person of a member of law enforcement, an inspector. The inspectors in Duskfall are the detective force of the Bluecoats. They Nothing investigate could go crimes. Wrong. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
So, in order to do this, you may want to do a little bit of information gathering, or you may be ready to jump right into the score.
I forgot how to play. I was like, we're just going to do this. We're just going to jump this detective, I guess, and not talk about it at all. But
no, one of the nice things about Blades in the Dark is that it really does remove the two-hour planning stage of every other role-playing game ever. As John Harper said one time, you start playing a role-playing game, and next thing you know, you're in a two-hour conversation about how Windows work. So instead, Blades drops you right into the deep end. But I find that players still want to gather a little information, usually, before they start the score. And so I'll allow you to do that if you'd like, or we can get into the approach and the detail.
I would love to gather some information.
Yes. Great.
I mean, if we're robbing a particular person, then I feel like we should know everything we can about their habits, routines, roots, family life, etc. So we got to put a tail on this guy and be as secretive as possible.
I wonder if that's how we can bring Chuck into this with our first sort of real bigger job together, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe get get this a tail a on this guy. Yeah, he's a tracker. It's perfect information gathering.
Mm-hmm. It's what hounds do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like Chuck is going to be gathering the information about this Inspector Kinclaith. Chuck, what action would you like to gather this information?
Hunt.
Yeah,
it would be a hunt, right? Or because survey is more of a location situation to understand what's going on or sense trouble before it happened. But I think I'd like, but if it's about tracking the movements, it's more like hunting, I feel.
Yeah, I'll allow that. I'm just going to read what hunt means according to the book, just so we all know. Sometimes it's kind of cool to just look up what they've said about it. When you hunt, listen, this is perfect. When you hunt, you carefully track a target. You might follow a person or discover their location. Yeah, hunt is perfect. So go ahead and tell me, how many dice do you have in your hunt?
I have two.
Okay, and I'm going to say, since this is just gathering information, you're not trying to do anything risky yet. This is controlled. And it will have the standard effect. You will learn some things about Inspector Kinclaith. I will say, you can't really track him yet because you need to find out exactly where he's at. So that's what you're doing right now, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
If you could just give me a little bit of detail about what method you're using before you roll.
Yes,
I know it's hunt, but what did that look like?
So I've got a name, right? I've got a name, and that's all you need. There's a lot of power in a name. and he's an inspector. So I think maybe just looking at the outside, you know, police sort of stations, maybe trying to understand what's going on. I might even have, let's say, actually, you know what? We haven't got my deadly friends sorted here. So I'm going to choose, I'm friends with Veleris, a spy.
Ooh, very good choice. Oh. Yes.
And my enemy is a bounty hunter called Casta.
Great.
And so I've probably gone to Veleris and asked them to give me some information about this inspector Conclave, right?
King Claith. Yeah.
King Claith.
And your spy tells you that King Claith works out of the 11th precinct in Six Tower. So in the same area, the same neighborhood where you have your lair, there is a precinct that overlooks Mist Shore Park. And that is where Inspector Clinclaith works out of. And that gives you a location. And now you can kind of watch for him and use your hunting ability.
Okay. I rolled. And I got a six.
You got a six.
I got a six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Nice.
Great
so,
start.
You get lots of information. And here's the information I'm going to give you. You don't know who he is for a while. But you do notice that the precinct has four floors, and that the fourth floor appears to be an apartment, like a penthouse. And through the windows, because you do your hunting homework, you get up to a higher level on one of the other buildings and kind of look over. You see that there is a gentleman, very well dressed. Who is constantly playing the pianoforte and adding little pieces of paper to like a big board that has clues and stuff on it. And people come and visit him at all hours of the night and during the day. And that his apartments are all the way. You have to go through an entire police station of bluecoats to get up into his apartments.
Oh, he lives in the police station.
He lives in the police station with a private chef who comes and goes. There's a private chef.
There's a private chef.
Yes.
He's a fancy boy. Okay.
Yeah, he's a fancy boy. And this can only be Inspector King Claith, whom your spy contact has told you is a celebrated officer of the inspectors. A celebrity, if you will. A bit of a celebrity. So
does he not leave?
He hasn't left yet. He's been kind of working from his apartment, from his penthouse. Let's assume. Should I do a fortune roll to see how many days you follow him, Chuck? Or do you have an idea?
I would say no. Give me a fortune roll.
Okay, let's see.
Let's leave it to the die.
So I rolled a six. So you've really, your six is because you spent on a better part of a week kind of tracking this guy. And so I will say that he does leave. He does leave occasionally. He always leaves with a burly gentleman who appears to be like some sort of bodyguard, who's always got guns strapped to him, but does not appear to be a rank and file blue coat. This gentleman is also dressed to the nines with a big bowler hat, a big handlebar mustache, and they go out into the city and undergo their investigations. You don't follow them into the city too far. You also see that they often have a retinue of rank and file officers with them as well.
God damn it.
Oh my gosh.
This sounds ridiculous.
Are there any cafes that he frequents?
Cafes.
Yeah, I think, where does he get his donuts?
Well, he has a private chef, is the thing. So he usually eats in his apartments. When he goes out into the city, you know what? You got a six, and you spent 6 days. When he goes out into the city, he's investigating crime scenes.
Yeah.
To learn something more about those crime scenes, I would need another role. You'd have to gather information a second time.
Fine, I'll do it. Let me do it. I'm doing it.
Do you want to do it again?
100%.
Okay, Chuck's gonna do it again. Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
Here's the only thing. I'm gonna put this on you, Chuck. You're gonna have to use a different action because what you're trying to understand here is what kind of crimes these are, or what unites them. What is interesting about these crimes he's investigating?
I'm going to use Prowl, and I'm going to be going unseen and following him and then tracking him as I move along these investigations through those 6 days.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
What, is it risky?
This time it's risky, yeah. And it'll have great effect. You're going to learn something about the crimes he's looked at. He's looked at two crime scenes over the past 2 days.
And I'm going to push myself, so I'm going to get an extra die. Give 2 stress, right?
That's right.
There it is.
Okay. Yes! 5, 6. Come on, babies.
Yes.
So, he is looking at acts of senseless violence that have been committed. In one particular instance, a woman who was a humble mushroom seller took a pipe she found on the ground and beat a man to death in Mistshore Park. And then they found her sobbing near the scene of the crime later. And she apparently was completely remorseful for the act. Another time, a vendor in a night market just jumped out of his booth where he was preparing food and stabbed a patron to death right there in front of everyone's eyes. So they're investigating this strange spat of senseless and sudden violence that's been going on in the city. And by the way, at the second site, an ink rake is bothering Inspector Kinclaith and trying to get information about what has happened. The ink rakes being the reporters of Duskfall. So very strange occurrences of violence are occurring throughout the city, and Inspector Kinclaith is looking into them.
Okay. And I've relayed all this information to you guys, by the way.
And now I think we've gathered a lot of information. So I think now, unless you want the demon to pay you another visit because it's getting impatient, it's time to choose our approach and our detail. It always makes Joe so nervous when you have to start the score.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. Okay, so remember that your approach can be assault, deception, stealth, occult, social, or transport. These are all the ways that you can approach this job. As shadows, stealth is often on the table, I would say, since you are thieves, saboteurs, and spies by trade. But you could also just try to attack Inspector Kinclaith and his party when they leave the precinct.
Do that.
With an assault.
We do not have Valkos here.
Yeah, Valkos is like, not don't.
Not today, people. He's just like, please.
Even transport could be on the table if you like.
What is that? I was going to ask, what is the transport approach?
Well, it says to carry cargo or people through danger. In this particular case, it might mean that you throw him in the back of a carriage.
Kidnap him.
The whole guy.
Yeah. There's also deception. You could try to trick this guy. I will say he seems quite intelligent.
Pretty crafty guy.
Social, I mean, maybe there's a way to just convince him to give you whatever this charm is. By the way, you don't know exactly what the charm is.
Right.
And, this team's favorite approach, occult. You could do something occultish. Some sort of arcane method could be used. Take your time.
I mean, we could actually try the social route, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
We've got so much information, and like we could be like, let us help you.
Right.
We know of a demon that is currently running around. It might be linked to the, or something, or maybe we know a ghost. Basically be like, we wish to help you, Inspector, for these acts are horrible. You know, we could do a social.
There's many different
When Celiac hears what Chuck has told them about the crimes that have been committed. Like, this sounds to him like ghostly possessions. There is, mm-hmm. like a psychotic violence drunk spirit who is using people to enact their dark fantasies. And so perhaps in the way that like a psychic will go and help out a small town murder investigation and be like, this house has a powerful energy, like Celiac is going to go and offer his services to Inspector King Claith and maybe just try to get this, like, learn more about this charm and maybe get it as recompense for services rendered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a social approach, very interesting. And what has been, so the detail is the social connection that you have to establish. Right. So I we could say that, you know, the detail is Celiac is offering his services as a psychic, as a whisper.
Mm.
And the other two can be planted in the background. Just in case, or
just,
perhaps you have a specific
mess it
job.
All up.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a ghost hunter, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how good your performance is,
right.
Josephine, but Juliet could essentially be, you know, a sort of bait for the ghost, maybe.
Bait for the ghost to be possessed?
Well, maybe. I mean, like, it could be,
right.
like, you know, like,
it's gonna happen right here?
Like, I don't know. I've listen.
This will go great. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, so we can offer to call this theoretical spirit into a vessel that we have a rapport with, and, yeah.
Okay. All right, interesting. So, that's interesting. I think that's enough for us to keep going. I think that we know what the social connection is, and I think we know what the approach is. So now I will ask everybody
100% understand what's going to happen. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I'll ask what your loadouts will be. What loadout would you like to take?
Okay.
You said normal. If padded down, we'll get noticed, but it would need a search.
Right. And sometimes people can just look closely at you if they're really looking and notice that you're armed if you take a normal loadout. But
okay, I'll just do light.
Okay.
If I'm going to be scrutinized.
if Celiac is, like, coming there offering their services, then I think Celiac can come equipped with all the implements of their esoteric practice. So I think Celiac can be heavy.
Excellent.
Yes.
What about you, Chuck? We know Muck is with you.
Yeah, I'm going to go light, actually. But the light that I'm... Oh, no, I have to... You choose them while you're playing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. So, light. But I've also got my trained hunting pet with me, Spirit Bane Charm, just in case. So, it's all good.
All right, so we're going to now do the engagement roll. So, this will figure out if we are in a controlled, risky, or desperate situation to begin. And so, you begin with one die automatically. Mm-hmm. Then I have to determine your advantages here. Well, you did really well in your information gathering. You found out exactly where the inspector moves, you know, and you also found out where he's going, you know, what his case is right now. And you're using that as a means to get close to him and make yourselves socially desirable. And I think that was really smart. So I'm giving you a die for each of those things. Now, I have to see one thing. I'm rolling a fortune roll to see if the inspector noticed he's been tailed for the last couple
Ooh.
Days.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. All right. So I'm taking a die away because the inspector knows someone has been following him. The inspector's very sharp. And so I think the inspector is a little bit paranoid or a little bit suspicious of any kind of strange goings on around this case, this very high profile case he's following. So I'm giving you two dice for your engagement roll. Okay, are you ready to roll?
I just want to give one last reminder to our lovely crew here that we can assassinate people without the crows coming. Just gonna,
yeah,
just in case. Back up.
We have
if we kill people, we have what is it? The Crow's Veil.
Yeah, the Crow's Veil. And in fact, at those sites of those murders, Chuck, you saw that the spirit wardens eventually showed up and gathered the body to incinerate it before it could become a vessel for the dead or create a ghost. So you know that the spirit wardens are very much active in the city right now. Okay, so I love that Josephine is just reminding everybody that murder is on the table before I make the engagement roll of two dice.
We have a plan B. That's the important part.
All right, so your engagement roll rolled a 2 and a 5. And the 5, I think, basically means that you are in a risky situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mixed result. You're in a risky position when the action starts. I think it's risky enough to just have to walk up to this guy and say something.
Great.
So I'm going to say that currently he is dealing with the spirit wardens. They're trying to get him to leave the body alone, and he is arguing with them. He and his sidekick are arguing with spirit wardens, which you never see anybody do, because the spirit wardens are these guys that show up in black robes with these big black, like, plague doctor masks that look like crow's beaks. And normally no one gets into altercations with them, but Inspector Kinclaith is not afraid of them, and he is at a crime scene currently. This crime scene is in Six Towers, so it wasn't too far from your lair, and he is arguing with them when you find him out away from the rest of the precinct, and in your view, perhaps, Selyak, vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Great. So he's arguing with them because they're trying to take the body away when he still wants to investigate it for evidence.
That's correct.
Yeah. So perhaps if he steps away. I think, yeah, we said I'm loaded heavily, right? So it's like a, like, just huge long coat and little, like, leather cases almost in each hand. Kind of walks over, sets down, doffs hat, and it is a shame, of course, that you cannot investigate as fully as you wish the vessel in which this spirit...
I assume you belong to the party that's been following me the last week.
I'm just gonna... Yeah, I confess that your investigation is of great interest to me and the practitioners of our particular art.
We Dr. too. Adelton, and the gentleman that's strapped with guns walks up and tips his bowler at you, and now they're both looking down your neck. And the look in their eyes is, this better be good.
Great. Okay, I'm just going to pitch him the idea. It seems to me that your investigation is very wise and sharp. That you have already accumulated, no doubt, a great many clues associated with the material of these horrific murders and crimes. But men of your intellect know that in all things there is a material and a spiritual dimension. And it seems to me that these murderers are not the people that are being carried away by your blue-coated associates. Indeed, they themselves are merely the murder weapons of a less material force that is using them. The knife does not kill people, but the one wielding it, yes?
And these very people astute. Are being wielded by very forces astute. They do not control.
Very, very Ooh. Astute. And what are you called, sir?
I am Mr. Khan.
Mr. Khan, very astute. What is your point? Please, cut to the chase, sir.
Forgive my loquacity. I will be brief. Men of your material skill sometimes neglect the immaterial, and I myself would wish to lend my services to you. If there is a malevolent spirit at work in Six Towers, then one of my particular investigative skills may be able to draw him to us, so that you can bring to justice this wayward soul.
I think it's time for a roll.
This is a sway, I think.
I think it is a sway. I think it's a clear sway. How many dice do you have in sway?
I got one pip, so I'm going to push myself. This is a big boy.
I think it is a pip. Yes, I think you do have to push yourself. Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
He, as an inspector, he is tier 3. You are tier 2.
Sure.
I mean, you're tier 1. Sorry, you guys got up to tier 1. So tier 1 means... the effect of your rolls against a tier 3 character are reduced by 2.
Yikes.
So that means right now you can only get limited effect because he is so smart and so completely indefatigable that he will know that there is some ulterior motive at work.
No doubt.
Unless you can figure out, you can trade position for effect.
Hmm.
And you could get a standard success if you decide to make this go from... I'm going to say it's risky right now. That's what we said, right?
Right. To go
you
to desperate.
You can make this go to desperate. And I can tell you that the consequence will be you will be arrested if this role goes poorly.
Oh, wait, so okay. I push myself. I do the swap. And if I fail, I get arrested.
That's correct.
Before we go for this, right, let me just ask... How many people are here?
There is a crowd that has gathered, and there's like police tape, whatever the Duskfall version of that is. I'm sure there is some kind of rope they put around the proceedings. There is a murderer nearby, just losing it. Yeah, blue coats have their arms around the man, it's a crime scene.
Oh boy!
So there are lots of people around.
That sounds like a devil's bargain more than anything else, though. So surely you should get an extra die if you went desperate,
right?
Right,
it did sound like a devil's bargain.
No, that's simply trading position. That's just simply trading position for effect.
Good gravy. Okay.
I'm trying to think of how I could assist in this, too. This is such a specific thing going on, but... presumably, I've been standing behind... Celiac this entire time, you know, just with the veil on and out. Yeah. Can I pipe up to perhaps assist in this sway role?
I think so. Yeah, you can be, you know, Inspector Kinclaith has his sidekick, so perhaps you're posing sort of as Celiac.
Yeah, exactly. I'm mixed in the crowd, just sort of prowling around, looking and seeing what's going on.
And I'll just say, we have had very many successful possessions, information gathering with other detectives. We just simply wish to help you keep your position at the top.
Okay, yeah, you're saying we have a track record, we can help you keep your position. So you're appealing to his avarice or his perhaps
vanity.
Sense of status. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're betting that perhaps he's a little desperate to solve these crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly you may take the 2 stress, right? And
I take 2.
Or is it just 1 for an assist?
It's 1 for assist.
It's just 1.
I'll
it's 2 stress
one.
If you push yourself. Okay, take a stress, and you may add a die to.
Okay, so I'm gonna take that bargain and make this desperate. I will hit my little XP tracker for that.
Oh my god!
Absolutely.
So this position is now desperate.
And you have 2 bonus die, right?
I have 2 bonus die, and the effect has gone from limited to standard.
To standard.
And I have two bonus die because I pushed myself and got the wonderful assist.
Come on,
Juliette Bellrose.
Come on, dude.
Boy, Abu said had that classic luck. Let's see if I soak up a little bit of it. Here we go.
Yes! Yes!
Two sixes and a five.
A critical. You believe that you could...
But perhaps you are not interested in our services. We will go elsewhere. I understand. It is only a shame that more innocents will have to die and more will have to find themselves used as instruments in the hands of so malevolent a spirit.
So sad.
You believe that you could make contact with this entity?
Mr. Kinclage.
Inspector, please.
Forgive me for not using the appropriate title. I, of course, Inspector, can make contact. Bring this spirit into an appropriate, in here glancing at Juliet, and a more passive vessel, so that it can be brought to justice, and so that all the mysteries before you, and here he leans into the light and all you see is a skull, can be made crystal clear.
Very well. I shall... audit your methods. Perhaps I shall learn something even if you are unsuccessful.
Ah.
Where shall we conduct this ritual?
Rituals of this sort are very delicate, as I'm sure a man of your intelligence knows. We shall need a private place. Away from the prying eyes of crowds and looking maybe at the reporters, the ink scrapers or whatever, like prying eyes and the wagging tongues. Yes?
Very well. I believe I know a place.
I believe I know a place. I would love to be in control of where this happens.
Oh, interesting. Where are you going to take him?
If the whole idea of this is to, let's see, maybe somewhere into another place. You said that Six Towers is full of, like, abandoned structures.
That's correct.
I think, if there is a, if there's, like, an old, like, to lean into Celiac's haunted nature, an old, if this is a bloody spirit who likes to kill, if there's an old abattoir or something, like an old, there's no butchery that takes place in Duskfall, but
Well, now, wait. there certainly have to be a place where animals are slaughtered. Is that what you're talking about, or do you want to go to the site of a murder?
Yeah, I want to go to yes. I want to go to a place where killing has happened.
He can take you to where these murders have occurred.
Yeah, actually, what a roundabout way of getting here. You have an idea, Josie?
One of them was in a night market, and that does not seem uncrowded.
Not at all.
But one of them was Mistshore Park, which I do know well. It's where Ophelia's shrine is.
Let's go there.
Very well. With Chuck following quietly, unseen, as far as he knows. Mm-hmm. The two of you join Inspector Kinclaith, his assistant, Dr. Adelton, and let's see how many blue coats he brings with him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Four blue coats.
Hey!
These are rank and file officers in their blue cloaks with their bobby helmets on. And you all go to Mistshore Park. Mistshore Park is a creepy place. It's said to be haunted specifically by the souls of lovers who committed suicide pacts here. It's completely overgrown. The city does not keep the park well trimmed. And so there are all these black, leafless plants that have grown together into these huge thorned walls of vegetation, and he takes you deep inside sort of a labyrinth of thorns and brambles to this place that's this little clearing that's completely cut off from the rest of the park. And there you can see that there is some sort of markers. He's put little markers on the ground, and there is a blood stain
on the cobbles and in the grass here where someone was murdered. And he says, a mushroom seller beat a man to death with a lead pipe here. They had no previous acquaintance with each other. And she, up until that point, had never been committed, had never committed any crime. This was the first murder committed by this entity.
And maybe this is something we'd already know from investigations, but, like, was there a connection between the victims?
No connection between the victims. They yeah. appear to have been bystanders, people that walked Great. By at the wrong time.
Crimes of opportunity. Okay, over the course of this journey, can Celiac see around the neck of the inspector the charm?
Ah, very good question.
Yeah, that's...
You perhaps see, like, he has a, you know, cravat and all these, like, he's very dressed to the nines, you know, top hat, all of that. And perhaps when you get very close, you can see a metal chain going down into all of his, you know, various apparel. But you don't see what's at the end of it.
Okay.
Whatever he is wearing, it sits close to his heart.
Okay.
Oh my god. How are we doing this?
I mean, you seem to have a lot of advantages right now.
Yeah.
You have his trust, temporarily, and you have a member of your crew who is off unbeknownst to the police officers. So mm-hmm.
Four
perhaps...
officers and his bodyguard. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
So, Mr. Khan,
yes.
Perhaps you would like to demonstrate... Perhaps you would like to now bring the true killer to us.
Yes. Let me reach out and see if, as you say, they have perhaps returned to the scene of their performance.
And I think let's... I don't know. Let's, in my loadout, I've got... one of my things is arcane implements.
Right.
And I think I might use that to around the little tags demarcating the bloodstains, like just pour out some like black salt in a circle around there. And
what does a demon bane charm do?
It keeps demons away. Demons do not wish to come close to them.
Do we have shackles or something somewhere? Is that part of...
That was part of Valkos's, but not part of mine.
Of course.
Chuck doesn't have shackles. He's got a dog he can mind. He has a mental link with instead.
Yes. No, I was thinking more of just like that Juliet starts sort of like, as part of this process, you know, that we've done this many times.
To restrain you.
Is restraining her, you know, sort of like putting on, what could it be? Even if it's just chains that we brought with us, right? Like, is that something that would require a whole loadout? Is part of the show, you know, the illusion?
Mm-hmm. yes. So as you begin to get ready to carry out this ritual, Inspector Kinclaith looks at Celia Khan and goes, I hope you are not wasting my time, Mr. Khan. People are dying, and I take my job very seriously.
I assure you, I take your job seriously and mine as well. Time flows differently on the other side, but I shall waste none of yours.
And, I think...
I'll take a moment to turn to Celiac, you know, in front of Kinclaith and just sort of have a moment of, you will remember to remove the spirit before it's too attached, yes?
No harm will come to you.
And, right, as always, yes.
Juliet, I'm going to rule that if you are actually going to tie yourself up, you need to check something off on your equipment.
Let's do gadget on my tinker tools.
Sounds like a gadget. And because you've decided that it's a gadget, perhaps they are Perhaps they are restraints that you can easily get out of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I've made it so... Yes, exactly.
Great.
Social and the way you've approached so far lets me believe that you're really trying to do this.
So far, yeah. I think we're being kind of... Celiac's being kind of guileless, at least as far as this is concerned. But I think... if there is a little bit of guile, it'll come out now, at this moment. As Celiac begins to drape that chainmail spirit mask. And then, suddenly his hand reaches out towards the inspector and is like, wait. There is a powerful attunement here. And I just like my fingers go to his bosom. It's like, and it's full, just like, Inspector, what are you wearing around your neck?
What, this? This is a charm that's been in my family for generations.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, is it tampering with your occult skill in some way?
Hardly. If anything, it is... I can feel its amplification powers. If you could be so good as to hand it to me.
I'm afraid not. This charm does not leave my person under any circumstances. Was this an elaborate ruse to take my property from me, Mr. Khan?
Of course not. If you will not...
The blue coats all put their hands on their clubs.
If you will not put it in my hand, then at least hold mine.
Dr. Adelton says, don't go near him. Come, Kinclaith. This is a fool's errand. He's wasting our time. And Kinclaith goes, no, no, I will hold your hand so that we can augment the psychical energies.
Great. So I tried, but I learned a little bit more about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so I take his hand and I let's freaking go for it. Let's attune and try to learn. See if we can call up this.
Do you have okay. So you're is that? I love this. Celiac is doing this. Juliet thinks we're putting on a show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Celiac. So this is going to be difficult because once again we are summoning, and this time we don't even know exactly what we're summoning.
Sure,
we're summoning something, but we do have evidence of its crimes right in front of us, right? Mm-hmm. So we do have a sympathetic connection, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that I'm afraid I'm going to say that this is, well, let's just call it risky for right now. It's a risky roll. Because you summon it. So uh-huh. It'll have limited effect unless you do something, unless you make it desperate or...
What? You got a devil's bargain?
Yeah, I have a devil's bargain. My devil's bargain is you've offered up Juliet as bait here,
uh-huh.
And if this succeeds, Juliet is going to be in a dangerous space and have to make a roll.
Okay.
Take it.
I'm not going to... Okay.
Take it.
since Josephine is so fine to take
it. Why not?
Let's
go for it.
Let's take it.
To be clear, Jared, should he not succeed, Juliet is going to continue as if it has.
Okay, right. She's putting on a show. I understand. Okay.
Great. Okay. Let's go for it.
Okay, here we go.
So this is an attune, but I get a... But because of the devil's bargain, I...
You get a die.
Great.
And the devil's bargain was, if it succeeds, Juliet is going to be in some sort of trouble.
Would Juliet...
Are you using any specialized equipment to add to this?
The thing is, like, some of this... The whisper specialized equipment, like the fine spirit mask... allows the trained user to see supernatural energies in great detail and affords a measure of protection against ghostly possession, but there's nothing in the rules that specifically states it adds a die or alters effect.
It does not. It does not.
Okay. And what about the idea of Juliet assisting? Because she is technically assisting. Would that also include an extra die?
She could assist if she wants to take the stress.
I'll take the stress.
Ooh, boy.
I won't need that, I'm sure. Okay.
Okay, so now I get another die.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, and this is for limited effect?
This will be for limited effect.
All right, but...
But if you succeed...
If I succeed... Okay, here we go.
Oh, you legend. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
That was a lot of dice. Yes. One of them ended up being a six. So you have succeeded. So the second that you intone the final syllable of your spell, the air gets a little colder and damper. A cold wind blows through the clearing, and then the pitter-patter of rain starts to land on the ground around you, and the blood starts to kind of be washed away by this rain that is starting to fall. And far off, and you know that only you can hear this, Juliet, and... Celiac, there's a peal of thunder somewhere far off. Juliet, you're the one who sees a silhouette, a faceless black figure standing, watching you through the branches of these . You are completely entranced. You are completely, completely head over heels for whatever whoever this is has charmed you completely. It's as if Dracula is, using his mesmerism to draw you away. So, this figure, this silhouette has not played its hand. Yeah. It has not jumped out into the clearing, but it is trying to draw Juliet away. The inspector and Dr. Adelton and all of the blue coats are kind of looking around because they are seeing the rain. And Dr. Adelton goes, "So, you've created a bit of a shower."
I feel
like they
them.
Don't know that this thing is here. Yeah.
I fear them. I fear them. Is it you? Is it you? Is it her?
And I'll go crawling towards the bushes, towards where I see this figure.
Here now, follow her.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there is like a link of chain, like up into Celiac's hand, and it's almost like having a bloodhound lead
and,
this.
Oh, if you're holding onto the chain, Juliet even turns and like yanks the chain away from you and says,
"Great.
Let me go," and runs towards the
yeah,
figure.
Yeah, and holding the inspector's hand, and like, come. And,
you yank the chain away, do you, Juliet?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would like for you to give me an action roll, and anybody that's trying to keep up with her also needs to make an action roll. So I'm going to make an action roll for the blue coats.
Great.
And you need to make an action roll for Celiac to see if he can keep up with her. Because this is like a maze of vegetation.
Oh,
it's very hard to kind of like keep up.
Oh, man. Well, because I've been charmed, yes? I'm like charmed by this.
So Chuck, for example, you'll need to make one a roll as well. And I assume a hunt because that's exactly what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, I'm not supposed to tell you what action to use. And, Celiac, what are you using?
I'll use finesse.
Okay.
To try to nimbly, move after, them.
Okay, great. How did you do, on your role, Josephine? How did Juliet do?
Does it matter?
What
I'm
is
going
she
going to
use?
I'm going to use Tinker, and I'm going to break out of the chains like I know how they work.
Oh, great, yes.
Tear them apart. Is a position...
In this particular case, since we're doing like a little bit of PvP, it's not as important. Let's just call it Risky Standard.
Risky Standard. Gotcha. Oof, I fail. Cool. I'm, my mind's elsewhere.
You got four.
Well, you got a four, success. So you succeed with a consequence.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I also rolled a four.
You're right. Success with a consequence.
The consequence is that all of the police inspectors can see that you clearly had a method for getting out of these cuffs the entire time. And that perhaps makes them slightly more suspicious. The consequence for you, Celiac, is that you have her in your sights, but you're tangled in a bush. Tangled in one of these like sharp thorn bushes. You may roll, Chuck, to see if you're able to surreptitiously keep
risky
pace.
Standard. Yeah,
risky standard. Yes.
Oof. I'm a hunter.
Chuck, you're a hunter. You
Chuck
and Muck are
clocked
hot him. On her heels and can act against her. You can be near, you know, near enough to do something if you'd like.
Yeah, we'll be near enough to do something, but in the dark. Again, we're hiding.
Right. Your six says that you can stay hidden. I think that that's absolutely true. I will tell you that the inspector and the blue coats got a six. So they rush. They're ahead of you, Celiac. And they ran off after her first, so they can also act against her. And here's what happens, Juliet. You arrive in front of this figure, and you see that it is indeed humanoid. And you see what you see is Ophelia. You see 100% your lover, Ophelia, and she reaches out a hand to caress your cheek.
My love. Please, I've missed you so much.
And you allow her to do that. And as she caresses your cheek, I need you to know that it's like she's whoever this is, whatever this is unlocking things inside of you. And this is not what this is not Celiac. Since I said that you could watch, this is not a spirit taking someone over, because you've seen that happen many times. This is something else.
Okay.
And suddenly, all the anger, all the grief, all of the spite and hatred that was locked inside of Juliet is released in one wave, and a look of absolute horrific rage fills Juliet's face. Juliet, you must make some sort of I'm just going to tell you what this thing's going to do. You have to make some sort of roll if you want to. You can resist this, or you can even try an action to get away from this before it happens. But this thing is turning you into a psycho, making you filled with bloodlust.
Are you resisting?
I feel that maybe people would want me to resist. But this is Ophelia, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no.
Reaching in, unlocking my potential, perhaps.
At this moment, Celiac is reminding himself of what he said moments ago. He's like, no harm will come to you.
I'm not resisting.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
You're not resisting. And so, as the inspectors run into this clearing... Juliet turns, and there is a look of pure malice on her face.
Can we see, by the way, what this thing is now? Or is it only Juliet can see it?
I think that you can get close if you want. Would you like to give me an action to learn something about this thing?
Well, yeah, Chuck? I think maybe I'm looking, right? So would it be a tune? Would I use a tune, maybe?
Yeah, I'd allow you to use a tune here. Absolutely.
And would it be controlled or risky?
I think it's controlled for you. You're the guy that's kind of hanging out, kind of hidden, just kind of keeping pace with everybody.
I'm trying to see what it is.
Controlled for standard effect. You're just trying to see what it is.
Okay. And I'm going to push myself to get an extra
great.
Die.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, you attuned to this thing, Chuck, and I can tell you that, it was risky for standard effect.
Oh, boy.
By attuning to it, you also, the storm inside you starts to bubble to the surface, and you feel yourself getting angrier and angrier, and you can feel your muscles tightening, and you
I'm gonna
can
resist.
Feel...
Let me resist. Okay. I'll resist.
Can you assist a resist?
No, you cannot assist a resist.
You can't assist a resist.
Resistance is six stress. You're taking six stress, but you can roll the attribute that you would use to resist this, which in this case, I can tell you, is... forgive me. It would be your resolve. So you're going to roll your resolve, which I think you have only one dot in.
Yeah.
Only one die to see how much stress you take. You're taking six stress minus the result of this die. We have two crew members who are being potentially taken over by a malevolent supernatural force. We're going to find out what happens when we come back from this ad break. Say hello to our sponsors and then come back for more Blades in the Dark, Haunted City here on the Glass Cannon Network. We're back, and our crew has followed some sort of strange supernatural entity into the depths of Mistshore Park, where the being has somehow mesmerized Juliet and attempted to also take over our new crew member, Chuck. Things are getting tense, so I will just set the scene again. You have wandered into a clearing. This strange, dark figure has appeared as Ophelia to Juliet, caressed Juliet's cheek, and Juliet turns around, completely filled with rage and hatred and malice. She is looking directly into the eyes of Inspector King Claith, his assistant, Dr. Adelton, and the four bluecoats that have followed them into the clearing. Meanwhile, Celia Khan, you are something like 30 feet away, stuck on some brambles, kind of like caught up in the vegetation of Mistshore Park. Ooh. Chuck, you and your pet Muck are nearby, hidden by the vegetation. You are skilled hunters, so you were able to kind of come up and flank the party. And when you try to attune to the being, it almost took you over as well. But you were able to resist this consequence. And so I can tell you that the next thing that's going to happen is that... Inspector Kinclaith and Dr. Adelton see the look on your face, Juliet, and Dr. Adelton starts to pull his revolver.
I need to roll my resistance by the way.
Oh, very good. Let's roll your resistance. Thank you. Yes. Let's find out. Six stress.
Minus. No, ignore me. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Keep playing, guys.
Wow.
It's all good.
This guy.
Okay, you take no stress from your resistance. Very, very well done.
Calm and collected in the bushes.
Cool as a cuke.
But you also, let's see. You also failed, basically. Or you succeeded with a consequence, didn't you?
He resisted
learning
it,
about
right?
the thing. Yes. You learned about the thing and you succeeded with a consequence, right? What I can tell you, Chuck, is that this is no...
No, he got a three.
Let me take a look.
Yeah, I got a three to a tune. That's why it was a fail.
Yeah, so that's
it was a full fail?
But then it was going to come at me, then I resisted.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you for stopping me. So, yeah, you don't know anything about this thing. It is just a shadowy figure in the bushes. Now I'm going to turn to the incoming threat, which is basically that, Juliet, you turn a look of complete malice on your face and you lunge toward Dr. Adelton and Inspector Kinclaith, and Dr. Adelton is going to shoot you.
What?
Going to shoot you.
Hold on. Wait a sec. Oh, man, I can't take an action, can I? I can't do anything, can I? I have to wait till my turn.
I think that you could do something. Anybody could do something if they want to. Juliet, what action are you going to use? I want to know Juliet's action first.
Okay. Yeah, is that how I am I'm attacking here?
Yeah, you're attacking.
Okay. if you'll allow this. She says... Why should my world burn and yours be free to roam? And I want to throw fire oil.
Oh my
god! Over them.
Oh my god! Okay, great. What action are you going to use to do that?
Tinker so that I don't set myself on fire with this shit.
I'll allow you to tinker. Yes, I'll allow you to tinker in this particular case.
This is the bandolier of alchemicals, man.
Let's resolve this, and then Celiac and Chuck can make moves, okay?
Am I getting caught in the crossfire of this oil squirt?
Let's see how the roll goes, right?
Okay.
Okay, what's the position?
Right, yes, of course.
The position, that sounds pretty desperate to me. You're trying to stave yourself from getting plugged by a gun. Right. And so potentially harm is coming your way if you fail this.
Right. So
and,
the effect
will be... The effect will be great, because I don't think that they were expecting you to... They were expecting you to grab a club or a knife or something and try to stab at them, and instead you're coming... They didn't know that the Whisper's assistant had fire oil on her.
Let's go. Okay, here we go.
Oh, man.
Success with a consequence.
Success with a consequence. The consequence is going to be that you are still so consumed by this thing, even after this act of violence, that you must continue making acts of violence. And okay. I can also tell you that it's sort of sad, because right before you throw the fire oil on them, Inspector Kinclaith stops Dr. Adelton, pushes his gun down, like, "No, you fool, she doesn't know!" And tries to save you, and then that's when your fire oil splashes all over them and some of the blue coats behind them, and ignites.
Does it ignite straight away?
That's how fire oil works.
That's what it is.
Oh my god! So
you've just been napalmed.
Burn. Yes. Felix, sear your bodies.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And now I will allow the person who hasn't acted in a while, Selyuk Khan, you may do something.
All right. So I think... Celiac now knows that this is not a ghost, right?
No, not a ghost.
Yeah. So I will finally use my special ability of occultist. You know the secret ways to consort with ancient powers, forgotten gods, or demons. And then there's subsequent to, once you consorted with one, you get 1+1d to command cultists who worship it. That's aside the point. The point here is that first sentence.
Yes.
Right.
I know the secret ways. So I'll
go ahead and tell you how this would work rules-wise. Demons usually are of such a high tier that it's hard to do anything to them. But you have a special ability that says that you can consort with them. So you are allowed to communicate with this thing. You are allowed to contact it right now. Celiac, what do you do?
Oh boy. I made a promise.
It's just a dark shadow. It's just kind of a blurry dark shadow off beyond some of these branches that you can see it back there. Perhaps you see its shining eyes, but it doesn't look like Ophelia to you.
Right. Yeah. Ophelia turns, and all I see are these eyes that seem to like Hitchcock zoom boom, out at me, and I made a promise that I wouldn't let harm come to Juliet, and I'm going to consort with this thing, and it's like, no, this is not a vessel worthy of your divine presence. Take me.
No.
Okay, so you're offering yourself up.
That's right.
So normally, you know, you would have limited or no effect consorting with something like this in the midst of its actions, but you have that special ability, so I still need an action roll from you.
I'm going to go sway, since I'm trying to convince, appeal to them, if that makes sense. Even though consort is letter of the law,
Is it letter of the law? We need to figure this out.
Consort is in the text of the ability.
Is it a capital C?
But can I do sway
anyway?
It is
a capital C. It's a capital C.
No.
If it wasn't a capital C, I might say it could be something else, but it looks like this is going to have to be...
So I've got to roll two dice and take the worst.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think that this is a desperate action.
All right.
But because you have your ability, it will have a standard effect. You will communicate with this thing if you succeed.
Welp, let's see.
Oh. A 2 and a 5, so you fail.
Damn.
I will just say that a voice comes back echoing through your mind. I'll take all of you.
Oh,
you're like, take me,
God.
And it's like, I'll take all of you.
Very well.
Okay. Because it's desperate, I have to do something to you. And I'm going to give you a level one harm called Shaken.
Cool.
You are thoroughly chilled to the bone by the sound of its voice in your head and terrified of this entity.
Now, here's the thing, Jared.
Yeah.
Did I see Celiac talk to something else other than what Juliet was talking to?
You see the same shadowy figure. You do not see Ophelia, Chuck.
No.
But you also don't really see Celiac. Perhaps you hear Celiac's voice, like, shouting at the thing or shouting. But there's a lot going on. There are two or three guys covered in fire right now.
Am I aware that it isn't a ghost?
It's certainly not acting like a ghost. And you have some attune, so I think you could figure that out.
Then I'm going to use my Spirit Bane charm.
Spirit Bane charm.
Yep, to get it away. Because is that ghost or... No, that's not ghost. It's not demon. Fuck. Never mind.
There is somebody who does have such a thing, though. But we'll get to that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to use my... Okay, here it comes. This is the next phase. I'm going to use my... Because they're all burning. Everyone's burning, right?
Well, let's see how many. So we know Inspector Kinklaith and Dr. Adelton are on fire. How many of the blue coats are on fire? Oh, all of them are on fire.
Okay, great.
Julia has set everyone on fire.
She's then very good at burning.
I'm going to then use my fine long rifle.
Ooh.
And I'm going to pick them off.
You're going to pick off the police?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Chuck?
Okay. Okay. So, normally the police would be tier 3, you're tier 1, so they have two tiers on you, except they are currently on fire and unaware of your presence. So, I think that means you can make a controlled roll for, I'm going to say, great effect here.
And it's going to be the doctor first. The doctor's head is in my sight.
The body man.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. And that would be what move would that be actually?
Well, often anything you want can be used to shoot.
Could it be prowl? Because I'm still being unseen. Ambush.
Yeah, I'm gonna allow
it. Sort of snipey
sneak attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Controlled with great effect, and I'm gonna push myself to add another die.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, a four.
Success with a consequence. Success with a consequence. I'm going to say the consequence is you don't get great effect. You get a standard effect. And I'm going to say that you only take out Dr. Adelton. The others are still flapping at the flames all over them. Dealing with that. But you only get a clean shot on Dr. Adelton. And you have shot him, but you have not headshot him. You have not exploded his skull. You have just put a bullet into his side, and he is currently bleeding out on the ground and on fire.
Could I have sent my... No, my pet is going to be by my side. I'm not going to send him yet. I'm not going to send Muck yet.
Yeah. Don't send him in this.
It's fine.
Okay.
My lord.
I mean, in true Abu fashion, he's just creating more chaos. All right. Juliet, your consequence was that you had to continue committing acts of violence. You are still in the thrall of this thing. What do you do now?
I'm going to run right up to them in madness, and I'm going to, even while they're on fire, and I'll clutch Kinklaith and put to his chest, even if there's harm that comes to me, a grenade.
What?
And I would go, where you are going, there is no coming back from this. And I would like to trigger it and run back.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to ask for an action because there are flames coming off of Kinklaith right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way to separate
from social to from classic, classic heist, guys.
Yeah.
Classic stealthy grenade heist.
This group has a zero to chaos speed that is just jaw-dropping.
It's very social. I've talked through almost all of this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what action are you going to use?
Oh, man. It's like I want to argue Tinker somehow, but I feel like I will use Wreck, and I will push myself to add a die to Wreck.
Okay. That sounds great.
Wreck feels appropriate.
Wreck feels very appropriate.
Is there... What position is this?
This is desperate, and it will have standard effect, meaning you will blow up Inspector Kinclaith.
That's standard.
Standard grenade effect.
You know, the standard effect you get where you blow up a celebrated detective.
Is there a devil's bargain here?
Is there a devil's bargain? Yeah, you can have an extra die if you agree to continue committing acts of violence in your next turn as well.
Yeah, deal.
Oh, okay. My God.
Oh, my.
So two bonus. I don't want to mess this roll up.
Argus would have loved this.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm so sad he's not here. Oh, he would love this.
Two sixes, baby!
Okay.
Two sixes. Check this shit.
The man is pulverized.
You press the grenade against Inspector Kinclaith. His eyes go wide. He thought his career would go on so much longer. He thought that they would write dime novels about him. He thought that he would be celebrated as a hero of Duskfall, and one day they would erect a statue to him, or at least make his apartments a historical landmark. But his career has been cut off early because Juliet bounds away. The fire lights the grenade. The grenade goes off, and Inspector Kinclaith explodes into hundreds of meaty bits all over the clearing. And now I'm going to roll the die to see if the charm he was wearing was also destroyed in that act of violence.
Oh, right. My God.
The whole raison d'etre.
I have rolled a 3, which I take to mean a bad result for you guys. He is completely shredded, including everything that he's wearing, everything that he has on him. The charm is shattered.
Oh, is that bad?
That is terrible.
Why?
Because that's the whole reason we're doing this.
The thing that we need to give to a demon.
Steal that. Oh, to
I
give
thought
to
we
the...
were just removing it from his body.
Oh, no. I think we were supposed to give
man,
it to...
No, man. Okay, you know what? I'm not...
Listen, you played your character 100% in the thrall of this supernatural force. You did what you thought made sense at the time. And also, you know what? You have a point there, Juliet. Maybe it's the same end. You know what I mean? Maybe you're getting to the same end by doing it the way that you've done it.
We've got to have a positive mental attitude about this. It's probably fine.
I'm so happy Argus is not here, because then I'd have to re-roll another character, because this is just insane.
I'm going to now see if the blue coats manage to get their fire put out. Okay.
Oh, dear.
And they have rolled a 4, success with a consequence. I think that means that not all 4 of them got their fire put out. And I'm going to roll to see fortune roll. And it's one of them got his fire put out. So there's still there is a blue coat that's currently about to be activated and can do things. That was such an insane turn, Juliet, that I don't even know who goes next. Who hasn't acted in a while?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I think Celiac.
Yeah, Celiac. I feel like I haven't acted in a hot sec. I would like to, if I can extract myself from this pesky bush...
You can. That was
great.
Just a temporary setback. Yeah.
Now, Chuck had a spirit bane charm, but in my loadout, I have a demon bane charm, which does not even contribute to my load. So, I would like to, if I can, advance. I think this is now me coming up behind the body of Juliet Belrose to see if I can use this thing to not to force the demonic presence away and hopefully out of her.
Very good. Okay, so I still want an action. So, and are you focusing on the demon or on Juliet?
Well, of course the presence that is occupying her.
So well, it's not necessarily. It's kind of like it did something to her. It's not like it's possessing her. So,
oh, is it? I it's elsewhere.
Know. It's standing. It's standing. You know, yes, feet away, to, 10 feet
I
away.
I go to it then.
You want to go to it? Okay, very good. And I want an action. I want you to use the Demon Bane charm in some way.
Great. All right. Yeah. I will. Yeah, I think this is the kind of thing that he keeps like around his neck, also, and. So yeah, it's the kind of thing where he's lifting it up like full, like taking it off like exorcist style and walking towards this presence, stiff-armed, just commanding it to be gone. This is we're now in full like Spirit of Christ compels you.
Right. Are you using the command? Are you using the command action?
I think this is oh Lord, command. Yeah.
oh Lord.
Oh lordy!
You don't have to. You can use whatever action feels appropriate.
I think I might use sway instead if I can.
Okay, then I want to hear you convincing this thing to go away, not commanding it to go away.
And I will push myself.
Yeah.
Very good. Take 2 stress. Take an extra die.
Okay.
So much stress this game.
It's risky, or yeah.
This is risky. This is risky for I think a standard effect. Your charm might work.
All right. Here we go. All right, wait, hold on. Hold on. Here we go. 1. All right.
You know?
Okay.
You know?
There's a success.
Success with a cost.
Great. So yeah, Celiac advances on this form that every time, like, through the chainmail, every time he sees it, like, seems to be just... It's standing still, but always, like, moving closer. Like, it always just seems like it's falling forward into him. With the resonance of what it just said, like, I will take all of you. Still kind of, like, chilling him. It's like you're... You do not need... The weakness of these vessels are not for you. There is more... There is greater power and satisfaction to be had elsewhere. We are unworthy of you. This is not your playground. The space here is unhallowed for you. You deserve a finer repast. Oh, great one. Oh, large one. Dark one. Man. Cold one. Seek greater heat and greater desire to satisfy your boundless hunger. We are untoothsome morsels for your boundless, endless appetite. Seek elsewhere. And so it's not, whereas a command would be like, go. This is more prostrating, like abjection in the face of a more powerful being.
So the consequence is... The consequence, succeed with the consequence, you have not cured Juliet. That's the consequence. And so, but you do hear the being go like, yes, I go. But the storm continues.
Oh, man.
And the dark figure moves away from you. No longer does it feel like it's falling toward you. It kind of like shifts backward deeper into the foliage. And the rain goes with it. The rain and the dark clouds and the cold air kind of go with it. But Juliet is still psychotic. And I actually think it's Chuck's turn, though.
Yep. And yeah. I'm going to shoot at the guy who has put himself out.
It's a massacre. Okay.
Great. You know, we could keep rolling for this. Let me tell you something. Well, here's how I'm going to deal it. Use your action because something could go wrong, right? Like, these guys know that someone's shooting at them now. Even though they're on fire, they might, like, leap on you or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and use the action to see how it goes. What action are you using?
Again, prowl, trying to do it in the sneak.
Oh, but, right, like running around them and flanking them. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Would it be, again, what's the position now?
I think the position now is risky. It was controlled before, but now it's risky because these guys know that they're being fired on.
What kind of effect?
Effect will be standard. You will shoot at least one other guy. If you get a really good success, you might shoot several guys.
And I'm going to put my stress up again to give myself an extra die. I'm now one away from a trauma. Let's do this. Success.
Yes. Major
six.
Let's see how many you shoot. You shoot. I rolled a six, so you shoot all of them.
Oh my god!
You execute all of them.
So in the midst of this speech, like it's just they're falling.
That probably helped the demon because the demon was, you know, looking at all the murder that was kind of going on, right?
But this is bad because now there are no bodies left for me to attack.
That's correct. Now, Juliet, who do you kill next? And I can tell you that...
Well, the doctor's still on the floor.
Yeah, you're right. He's not completely dead yet. I guess he's not completely dead. But Selyak is now out in the clearing as well. And I don't think that Chuck is out in the clearing, but I think that Chuck is noticeable now.
Oh, man.
What do you do?
Could I engage in a flashback that won't change? I'll still.
Oh, we have used no flashbacks. Right? That's insane.
Yeah.
Yes, you may.
I'm still going to follow your parameters of attack, continuing to attack as that was my consequence, right? Or no, that was my devil's bargain. However, I would still like to have a little flashback of perhaps. We're such experts at this. We know exactly what we're doing. Even the chaos has all of the planning, I assure you, because we go back to perhaps a team meeting before this event, before this went down, in which, you know, I don't know if it exists. Is there like a tranquilizing alchemical? That exists?
Well, certainly there should be, or there can be. I almost guarantee there is even something in the book.
Yeah, I don't have one on my list, but I know there's more than what's on my list as well. Or perhaps trance powder could have been tinkered to create some sort of tranquilizing.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay. I agree to that.
Hey, you know, Selyak, should things not go according to plan, you know, for some reason, you know, depending where we are, there are spirits abounding and we might be inviting the wrong people in. And should the most heinous scenario happen in which I become possessed or overcome by emotion, you know, hypothetically, because
that's
these
not
things
going
happen.
To happen. But.
No, it's not going to happen. No,
but
that
if you
would
don't be prepared,
but
you know.
We must be prepared. And should it happen, Chuck, I have created this tranquilizing dart. I would give one to each of you. Should any of us become overcome by something that needs to be silenced, taken out temporarily and non-lethally, most importantly.
Wow, I wish we had this flashback before I started shooting up the place. But okay, cool.
Look, I just thought of it, okay?
No, it's perfect. So I need you to roll to tinker and create that. I'm sorry, I shouldn't tell you what action to use. What action would you like to use to create that?
I would love to tinker to create
this. Okay, great. I thought it might be.
Tinker, and since this is in flashback, could I use the workshop?
Of course.
To add...
Yes, of course. You'll add to the effect. So instead
to the effect. The effect.
Yeah,
okay, so.
It'll be controlled for, I think, instead of standard, let's make it great effect.
Fantastic. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
two sixes, wow. And maybe it's another critical.
So I think you did so well. Just take one stress for that flashback. This is the kind of thing a leech does. And so now both of you are fingering your tranquilizer dart. Mm-hmm. You could say finger. It doesn't have to be dirty. Get your mind out of the gutter.
My mind is not my own.
Yes.
It's not my fault.
Your hand is on your demon dart. You realize you probably have to use it soon. But now we go back. Julia, you must commit some act of violence. It is your turn.
Yes, I will pounce on to the body that is still moving on the ground, who's been shot. And is he still on fire?
He is. I'm going to say he's no longer on fire. That when he fell to the ground shot, the fire went out. And there is a risk in attacking him, just so you know. I'm going to call this.
Sure.
He still has his gun in his hand. Let's call it desperate for... we're going to call it for great effect, meaning if you succeeded this, I think that you've offed him as well.
Well, I've got one more slot in my bandolier. Let's see what would be fun here. None of them are as fun as blowing someone up. Let's look at our regular thing. We have a blade or two. We've got...
Maybe you just use a blade now.
Let's take out a blade.
And what is your action that you're using?
Oh, boy. Well, here's where it's going to be insane, because I have nothing in prowess. How am I going to...
Normally, skirmish would be used for this.
Right, normally. Yeah. Well, I'm going to use wreck.
I'll allow it. This guy's already partially wrecked, and you're going to finish the job.
I'm going to finish the job. She is going to pounce down upon him and try to just slice down the torso.
Terrifying. Go ahead and roll. Desperate for great effect.
This is one die, by the way. But
Please keep in mind, please check off your desperate XP every time I give you a desperate action.
Hold on. I clicked the wrong thing. Okay, so desperate, wreck. We said this was and...
Great.
Did you say great effect?
Yeah.
Great effect, that's right. Here we go.
Okay, you know, success. It's a four.
Hey. Success with a consequence.
Oh, boy, the consequence. Okay, here
the
we
consequence
go.
Is you succeed. You cut this guy open, and he's now dead. But, bang, his gun goes off one time, and you take a flesh wound, level one harm.
Okay. Oh, no, now both my level one harms are filled.
That means that you now have reduced effect, I believe. Is that correct?
Less effect on everything. We'll slice into him like, stop moving. No more movement. And
you guys are watching Juliet butcher this guy. What do you do?
Definitely. I've like loaded the tranquilizer into my rifle, and I'm like aiming. And I'm going to fire the tranquilizing dart. Can I do that?
You absolutely can. What action are you going to use?
Again, prowl. I'm hunting. Actually, no, hunt. Because I think this time, you know, I'm precision shooting from a distance. And rather than it being the prowl that I was beforehand, traveling like unseen and like moving around, this time I'm like actively going to fire. And it's, would it be controlled or would it be risky?
It's risky because she is very erratic, and I can partially control her while she's in the thralls of this thing's control. So,
okay. And the effect?
The effect will be great. It'll be great because you'll hit her. It'll work.
Come on, half of the die.
Come on.
All right, success with a consequence.
A success with a consequence. The success with a consequence, I think. What is the consequence?
I mean, a dart's still a dart. They could still miss, depending where it hits.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that your gun, your fine long rifle, could also shoot darts. I guess that's part of what the tinkering was. I think that what happens is it messes up your rifle. That piece of equipment is no longer usable.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. By stuffing a dart in there, you've messed up the kind of the aiming mechanism or something of that nature. But you do hit Juliet with the dart, and Juliet, you immediately go down. Whoop! On top of the body you were just butchering. So, now I can tell you that above your heads, Selyak and Chuck, you see black crows circling. But in that instance, suddenly something goes into effect. Some sort of occult plan, backup activates to stop the crows from seeing where the bodies are, from connecting them to you. Your crow's veil goes into place. I think, Selyak, it's some sort of occult protection. Yep. So would you like to describe it a little bit?
Yes, indeed. This involved like preparation. Even it's sort of like an insurance policy that's always kind of like getting studied and used, right? So, if you go to like Celiac's little corner of the grotto, you might see like a crow skeleton like kind of hanging upside down, and in like a Celiac holding a brazier of like foul smelling herbs underneath it, like lighting it on fire so that the smoke rises up through this like dead crow's rib cage as he kind of like breathes it in, and then will like blow it out of his mouth for everyone else to inhale, like when you blow your like a cigarette into someone else's mouth. And as he does that, like I think that gets everyone a little bit off kilter, but in some way, like that intoxication phases you out of the view of these crows.
And I will add another detail, if I may. Right now, as you're all sitting in this clearing and the Death Seeker crows are circling above, suddenly out of your mouths, these wisps of smoke start to lift up into the air. A lift coming out of your nostrils and out of your mouths, and they form this sort of cloud, this sort of layer of smoke above you, and the crows continue to circle and never find their quarry.
Excellent, yes. And as far as what Celiac would like to do, it is get the charm and get Juliet.
There ain't no charm, brother.
There's no charm.
I want to get them charm pieces, the bits and debris.
Okay. Wow.
All right, you grab. Well, let's see. Can you find all the bits and debris, pieces?
Yeah, let's try it. I guess I'd have to. This is hunt for me now. Oh boy,
this is controlled. Okay. For standard effect, if you do it, you will find the pieces.
Can I come and help?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You want to assist? Yeah. One more stress and you take a trauma. I don't think you want to take a trauma this way.
No. I will get myself almost to the level of trauma because I got to get another die for this because it's the whole damn reason we did it. So I will push myself. And take that bonus. Here we go. 5.
Okay, success with a consequence. You're not able to find all the pieces.
Oh, okay. I got most of it. Okay.
And I am literally just looting the bodies.
Great. By looting the bodies, you have a bunch of guns. You have a blue coat outfit. Definitely very singed, very charred. There's not much, truly, Chuck. It's a massacre. Okay. It's a massacre. Okay. I don't think the score is over yet because they're still handing over what you have found to the person who wanted it.
We got to get out of here and provide our payoff. Patron.
Your patron, in this case, was a demon who threatened you if you didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different demon than the one that you have just been tangling with.
That's right.
So, where do you think that you meet him?
What happens to... Do...
It.
Are y'all gonna carry me out of there?
Yes, of
Please
course.
Please let the dog do it. I wanna be on the dog's
Yeah, you're back. On the dog's back. Come it's on. Fine.
Wow, Thank that's you. A big dog.
That's a huge hey. Dog.
Might reach into your bandolier and dollop some of that float
yes.
juice on you oil. And hustle you out like a backpack. But I think I might initially made connection with that spirit in that industrial quarter where we used it to attack the hulls transporting the electroplasm. So
yeah, the bridge between Coleridge and Char Hollow.
Maybe I go under that bridge and try to summon it there.
And is Chuck with you?
Is there also a way that we could...
Yes.
I want to know everything about this charm before we bring it to the...
Well, looking at it, you can see that it is, in fact, some sort of special version of a Demon Bane charm. The exact kind of charm that you yourself possessed in your loadout.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a very old, very ornate Demon Bane charm that has now been completely shattered. A Demon Bane charm, by the way, usually involves an egg that has been specially treated to last a long time. It's like an egg that hangs on a chain. This egg, however, has been shattered, and whatever was inside of it is now gone.
Oh, okay. God.
You want to show up? I think Celiac might, at the end of all this, be incredibly contrite with Juliet. It's like, this situation revolved out of my control. Perhaps the hubris of my,
on a show, Celiac.
What is this art if not? It is a performance. The performance that you believe so deeply that your will reaches into reality and changes it. I thought that I could do this with a mere spirit, but this was not the force with which we contended. You should not be there when I bring this to our patron. If there are consequences, then it is I who should bear them.
No, that's not... This was... The crew did this together. I will not go if it's what you wish, but do not carry this all yourself. It's upon all our shoulders. I feel it heavily, too.
That's because you had a demon take over you. You see, I, for one, believe that maybe, yes, you, Celiac, should, take it. Because it seems to be that you have royally fucked us.
I'm glad to see, Chuck, that you can still find mirth in the aftermath of everything we have experienced.
Oh, it was fun. You know,
Chuck was right.
This lovely, lovely bet with Mark. How many people I could kill, and I killed so many.
You killed them, yes? It was not...
Oh, no, you definitely killed a few. You killed one, the most important one. In fact, you fucked us. In fact, maybe we should put you under charge for all of this mess.
Shit.
Either way, we should go.
Yes.
Yeah, you have your rendezvous with this entity, with this demon that commanded you to do this.
Great.
So you must tell me who is going. I can tell you right now you're in the grotto, and the pieces of the Demon Bane charm are sitting on the table in front of all of you. And perhaps your Demon Bane charm, the one that you used, Celiac, is also kind of sitting out there so you can kind of compare them.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can do one more thing here, and then you must decide who's going, and you must meet the thing that sent you to do this.
I know.
Let's try and put this thing somewhat together.
Yeah, I was like, is there a way we can repair it? Obviously, it's not. We don't have all the pieces.
Perfect. Yeah.
But.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, you tell me what action you're using.
What's your attune at?
Me? Two.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe let's tinker it. Yeah. Maybe I can try and tinker it back together. You know, it's a show of good faith at this point.
Limited effect.
I can help you. I can assist and take no stress because of the foresight special ability I took. So maybe guiding you by comparing it to the one I have and what the ornate nature of it, what that implies about it's sort of like the symbology of it.
It's limited effect if I use Tinker.
Yeah, I think it'd be limited effect if you used almost anything, because this thing is shattered and missing pieces, and it is a special occult.
Oh, if you use any... Okay.
It's a special occult item,
yeah,
so
yeah.
No matter what, it's not going to look perfectly like it used to. Limited effect, and your position is controlled. You're in your workshop.
Okay. Can I add a die from using the workshop?
Or change
the effect, rather. Oh, but I get less effect because I'm wounded. Just so it doesn't negate each other.
Right. I think you can get better effect from the workshop, but in fact, you have less effect. So
right. So
you
still
remain
limited.
Its limited effect.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, okay. Well, there's a five in there.
Okay. Your five means that you have cobbled together something that might have once looked like the charm. It's a bit of a mess.
Good. Well,
I did what I can.
You've done your best. There's only so much we can do with this after the concussive shattering it has undergone.
Yes. I say we all go. All consequences must look, we know it can find us wherever we are.
Yes.
It can find you, well, not me. I'm very good at hiding.
Yes. Well, if you want to stay.
In fact, Chuck, I mean, you came in for one job. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't want to take this on yourself. I mean...
Yes, Chuck, perhaps it would be best if you concealed yourself from the eyes of this entity. You have done your... What do you do? Very... All too well.
So well. I mean, honestly, incredible job, Chuck.
And Chuck, I think maybe you see like a strange look in Celiac's eyes every now and then, because like in the corner of his eyes, every now and then he sees off in the corner the face of a blue coat like on fire, like just staring at you, just like
yes, you're very effective. Very effective, Chuck.
No, I want to come. I'd love to see this.
Very good.
Okay, let's go.
So I think we just go out there, unroll a little oil cloth, place this thing on it, and call.
Yeah, so as you're watching, you're underneath this bridge between the two districts, the only people down here are pretty far off. There are some derelicts and humans living under the bridge, but they're kind of off in the distance from where you're at. And there are some loose cables kind of trailing down from the bridge, and they start to sort of suddenly snake together, and something is sort of beginning to form itself out of the mud under the bridge, but also from these sort of like metal cables that are kind of loosening themselves from the bridge and coiling together to form a roughly humanoid shape.
You have brought the charm.
Here is what was in the possession of the late lamented Inspector Kincaid.
Lamented? He no longer lives?
No. He's a flesh has been burst asunder.
The thing crawls toward you on its belly across the mud and arches its back to look up at you. Its face is just a pile of coils all sort of like jumbled together.
You have taken the satisfaction of killing him from me?
It was me. It was me.
It was a group effort.
It turns and considers Juliet, who just said it was me.
But I was not myself. I was taken over by another demon, and there was another demon there who did it.
My brother. My kin.
A harbinger of storms. Full of great and wild rage. Took possession of Miss Belrose.
Yes.
If anything is responsible for the destruction of Inspector Kincaid's mortal vessel, it is this brother that you speak of.
The thing sort of rises up out of this mud, and it's slowly like adding pieces to itself till it stands above you.
Still, you have not done what I asked. You have disobeyed me. Someone must be punished.
And it reaches out its hand, which each finger lengthens into a long whip-like coil, and it is reaching for Juliet Belrose.
No. She was not in possession of her faculties when this occurred. It was I.
No, Celia, stop it. Stop
brought
it.
Forth your kinsmen. It is I who should bear the burden of this punishment.
Abase yourself before me.
Juliet on just falls to her knees.
Oh,
first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Chuck is just kicking it.
Chuck's like, whoa.
Yeah. Fully, fully supplicant on the ground.
Yeah. It raises its hand full of coils. You're the one that showed it the broken charm, right?
Mm-hmm.
The score is not over. This isn't just the payout. Would someone like to do something, or would you like to take the punishment it's about to give you?
Oh boy.
Does
electroplasmic ammunition
both effect. Seek pain. Both seek pain, and both shall receive it.
Wait. Does electroplasmic ammunition affect demons?
Electroplasm is derived from demon blood.
So it would affect demons.
Well, demons are stores of electroplasm. That's all I can tell you.
I don't.
Could. I mean, does it like that stuff? Do I know if demons like that
does
stuff?
Does it like it?
I don't know, but if people are going to start taking actions, they need to take them now, because the thing is going to hurt both Celiac and Juliet, since they both seem to be. Willing to take their punishment.
Okay, I'm going to use electroplasmic ammunition and my fine pair of pistols against this thing.
Okay. So this is a demon, meaning that it's about four tiers higher than you, okay? So if you look at the effect as limited, standard, and great, It's four tiers higher than you, so it's one tier, and then you could have limited effect. But you're using electroplasmic ammunition, right?
Right.
So you're using equipment. So if you want to, you can fire at this thing, and you will have limited effect on it.
Absolutely not, then. Fuck that. Let these guys get whipped. Come on, let me see it.
Okay, then I will try something. Wow. Watch that sweet, sweet whipping. I want to try something, since it's revealed something about, like, its little family drama here.
Rather than bear a punishment in pain, could we not bear a punishment in burden? Can we not help you bring your wayward kinsmen to the justice that you seek? Since it is he who has stolen the pleasure of the kill, of the sacrifice from you.
Okay, so you're offering now to capture his brother demon.
I mean,
oh, this is just getting better.
I mean, it's
from a charm to a demon. This is great.
Yeah, it's really, really spiraling out of control.
I really want you to roll an action for that if you'd like.
Or actually, now that, I mean, having said it, it's totally idiotic.
No, it could work.
But what else could we do?
Yeah. I think also we described Celiac's one of the sort of churches he goes to as being this sort of like elemental storm church. So I think there was some like taste of that in the entity that he encountered. So he's intrigued by that.
What are you offering here, and what action are you going to roll? I can tell you right now, whatever you are about to roll, it's going to be desperate, because the consequence, if you fail, is going to be that he completely punishes both Juliet and Celiac's bodies with his long tendril whip fingers.
Okay. Then... Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to do is, say, rather than punish us, rather than break us, allow us to redeem ourselves through service. Since your brother has taken this from you, using us as its weapons, allow us to be your weapons to attack your brother in kind.
Rather than whip us, let us be your whipcord to find the justice that you seek. No?
All right, you can try that. You can roll that action.
All right. I think sway is the only thing that really makes sense there.
Yes, we are yours. We are yours to command. Can I assist?
Yes, of course you may. Stress. Yes. So both of you are, and now the thing turns where its face would be to Chuck.
Well, I'm part of this group, aren't I?
Chuck is wild. I love Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. Chuck, what are you doing?
I'm watching.
Yeah. Okay. and then it turns back to Celiac. Celiac, what action are you using?
Sway, and I.
Very good.
And this is for standard or limited effect?
This in this particular case, I like where you went with it. And as you pointed out, you have a connection to like storm entities and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going to be for limited effect, but it might just be enough to save you.
Okay. And I get the extra die from Juliet's assistance?
Yes, you do.
Here we go.
Oh my dear lord.
Yeah. I am sorry, insects, but I feel no pity when I squash a bug. and it wraps its tentacles around both of you and squeezes until bones break. Please, each of you, give yourself a level 2 harm called broken ribs.
Tight.
It then removes its fingers from both Celiac and Juliet, and it scoops up what's left of the broken Demon Bane charm, and then it slowly just leaves its body, and the coils of rope just become simply that, a pile of coils of rope. They start to unravel and flop into the mud on the ground, and you can feel that its presence has left.
And I'm just going to walk over to you two and be like, oh, well. It looks like you need help.
Yes, Chuck.
So, before I do, where is my payment?
And I guess we're giving coin out of our fucking bank to Chuck now.
This is... Well, I feel your pain, Ross, and I wanted to say... As the game master, as Jared, I am sorry that...
See, this wasn't 4 coin. It was just to not have yes. this happen. So,
and it was never for level. Coin.
Well, it probably would have killed you completely if you hadn't done anything. Yeah. So perhaps that's you got true. Off easy. Yes, I'm afraid that if you well, I don't know what Chuck's going to do if you don't pay him. This is the...
What would our deal have been? Would it not have been like... a bigger cut of our next job, because this was never for coin.
Right.
Well, you never told me that it was never for coin. I simply took a job, and as a job you receive payment. So tell me.
The next job that comes our way.
You guys have 2 coin in your vault.
It doesn't look like there will be a next job.
There will be.
And I draw my pair of pistols. Mm-hmm. And point them both at you. Payment or your life.
Very well, Chuck.
Don't worry, Chuck. We will see to it that you are well repaid.
The remnant. Who shall seek the remnant? A bunch of crazy remnant people. Okay. I cannot wait for my payment.
Come with us to the vault. We will give you your money.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Actually, I think Chuck set it up that he wants the payment right now. And mm-hmm. since you guys don't own a vault, it means that possibly you could have been carrying the coin on you. And I think it's much more dramatic. Unless
that's
you want,
right. We do.
Unless,
you're right. You're right.
Unless you want to try to lure him back as part of the... Okay. So how much are you paying him? Tell me and I will adjust the group's cachet of coin.
Yeah. Chuck likes luxury. He's got to get his finery. I mean, is it one coin apiece?
I tell you what, 1 coin will be fine. And then with the next job, we can talk about it.
I thought we said there was no next job, Chuck.
Well, looking at you, there might not be a job for a very long time. But you know what I am. Payments,
payment. We give him a coin.
Great.
Okay, you give him 1 coin. And Chuck, you are paid. Are you going to help these guys get home now? Or are you going to just run off? Both seem like valid decisions.
I'm going to actually like holster my pistols and help them get to like a doctor.
Ah, yes. Good old what is it?
Sawtooth.
Good old Sawtooth. Ah, wow, look at you two. Ah, pretty banged up, huh?
Please help us.
And I don't know, just like pass out at his door. We've broken ribs, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. God. Guess I better get to work.
He picks his nose and then goes to pick up some clamps that he's going to use to rearrange your ribs again. And on that very sad note, perhaps we leave tonight's adventure. Tonight's score. The Remnant once again bring the chaos. The Remnant... Would we even call this possibly a failed score?
Look, whoa. We did the score. Not perfectly, but we did bring the charm.
Yes, it's true.
And we were punished as part of the, like, you know, it wasn't perfect, so it has paid itself out, and I would
assume... Success with a consequence.
With a consequence, right?
Guess it's now even Stevens between us and the demon. Yeah. So
yeah, the demon's probably going to leave you alone now. So, you know, this was a tough score anyway because it didn't really have kind of a reward. All it had was kind of saving yourselves.
Yes.
Right.
I'm just going to tell the players as their GM that actually there were ways to get through this that would have earned you a reward. it went a different way. I just want you to know that I'm not going to throw you a lot of scores where coin is not up for grabs.
Yeah,
that would be unfair of me. I also want to let everybody know that the strange demon that you encountered was easily generated using a random table in the back of the book. In the back of the Blades of the Dark book, there is a devil's section where you can roll up a demon, and that's a demon connected to what was this? I believe it was connected to storm and wind, and then its desire was corruption, and it certainly achieved its desire. That's how easily you can quickly come up with things using this book, guys. I know it feels like you failed, but it's, in my opinion, you succeeded with flying colors at creating an awesome night of gaming. So thank you so much. And look, now we just pick up the pieces in our downtime next session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck's a handy guy to having a shootout.
Chuck, I feel like I let Chuck get off too scot-free, but at the same time, Chuck wasn't, like, kind of kneeling down in front of the demon, like, we'll serve you!
What I can't wait is until Valkos knows that Chuck took our money.
I know, right? This is the thing, right?
And Valkos will be back next session, I think, unless, actually, that's up to you, Abu. Do you want to play Chuck or Valkos in the downtime?
I don't mind. We can flip between them.
Maybe we will. Join us for another downtime next session. Until then, thank you, players. Good night.
Thank you.
And good night to the Naish out there. We'll see you on the next Haunted City.
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.